Welcome back to Sports Authority Studios and another edition of Pick 6. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw. Let's get to it. First question from Colin in Tucson, Arizona. He asks, from what I've seen in interviews, I get the feeling that cornerback Josh Robinson is pro-ready. What's your perception after speaking with him? Well, he's really well-spoken, as you might have seen in the interview that we did with him earlier in the offseason program, but as Leslie Frazier said in the last week of the OTA program, the rookies still have a ways to go in their development, and that will happen at training camp. So, while Josh Robinson has done a really good job so far, he still has a long way to go in developing as an NFL player. Next question comes from Derek. I really like the pick of Rhett Ellison in the fourth round. Will he be used more as a tight end or fullback? And will he be used primarily as a blocker or a receiver? That's a good question, and I think we'll find out more about his role during training camp in the preseason. Coming out of the draft and when the Vikings selected him, Ellison was billed as more of a blocking tight end and a bruiser in the Jim Kleinsaucer mold. While I think he can do that, I was also impressed with Ellison's pass-catching ability during the rookie minicamp and during OTAs. So I'm looking forward to watching him be a versatile player for the Vikings, a guy you can rely on as a blocker, and a guy that you can put in the passing game. Our next question comes from Noah in Mankato, Minnesota, home of Vikings training camp. The Vikings have made a few under-the-radar signings, such as wide receiver Brian Walters and defensive ends Jeff Charleston and Nick Reed. Of these three, which do you think has the best chance of making the roster, if any? That's not for me to assess. That's what the coaches will have to figure out when we're in Mankato. But I will say, Brian Walters impressed me during the offseason program and during minicamp. He's a versatile receiver, and I think he can play on special teams. He might be a candidate to return kicks for the Vikings. I like Brian Walters' chances of making the roster. Our next question comes from Matt in Cleveland, Minnesota. He asks, I've noticed that the Vikings don't have a two-a-day practice with full pads throughout training camp. Is this because of the new CBA agreement, or has this happened in the past? We're all used to NFL teams having two-a-day practices, but lately teams have started to go away from that, and in the new CBA, as you mentioned in the question, teams aren't permitted to do that. So the new practice schedule is largely a function of the new CBA, and players will like that. Our next question comes from Riley in East Grand Forks, Minnesota. Throughout the offseason, I've noticed that you are an extremely optimistic person. Is there any aspect of this year's team that worries you or that you may not be 100% confident in? I wouldn't say there's anything that worries me, but when you look at our defense, it's going to be a young defense. Jared Allen, Chad Greenway, Antoine Winfield, Kevin Williams, those guys are the veterans. But after those guys, there's a lot of young players. You look at Josh Robinson and Harrison Smith and Robert Blanton, even Everson Griffin, Christian Ballard, Jasper Brinkley, Aaron Henderson, a lot of young players. That's going to cut both ways. The negative is they might make mistakes that are born out of inexperience. The positive is you don't know what their ceiling is, so it'll be fun to watch those guys realize their potential. Having a young defense is going to be good for this team in 2012. Our last question comes from Allison in Wayzata. What do NFL players do once minicamp ends to stay ready for training camp? Well, I think different players approach this period of the offseason in different ways, and a lot of times it depends on the position you play or what type of body you have. But the bottom line is players are just trying to stay in shape. While they're not at the facility, they're not around their teammates and coaches, they're trying to keep their conditioning and their strength so that they're ready to hit the ground running once they get to training camp. That's it for this week's edition of Pick 6, but we're going to be back next week, and it'll be our last Pick 6 before we head to Mankato for training camp. So send your questions to the email address at the bottom of this screen, and we'll be sure to get to them in next week's edition of Pick 6.